This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's Hour of the Greg Hill Morning Show, brought to you by KM. As long as there's KM, there's summer.
The ship is waiting, all systems are go. Are you sure? Control is not convinced, but the computer has the evidence. No need to abort. The countdown starts. Watching in a trance, the crew is certain, nothing left to chance. All is working, trying to relax. Up in the capsule, sent me up a drink. Jokes, Major Tom. The count goes on.
4, 3, 2, 1. Earthly lowers, drifting, falling, floating, weightless, calling, calling.
Must add Peter Schilling to Greg's list immediately. Major Tom, huge hit in the 80s, Ken Laird. I cannot believe you never heard that song.
Once I hear the chorus there, I've heard that.
Okay.
I'm not too familiar with it, though.
I told Ken we should play that rejoin, and he had absolutely no idea what the song was.
And Twitch was wanted this Bezos song. You heard this Bezos song?
No. Bezos is being blasted into space in mere hours. What is the Bezos song?
I'll play it for you. It's a little hokey, but...
Okay.
All right. Sorry. Right now?
Wiggy would have someone perform in front of him the Wiggy song.
Right.
Yeah.
By the way, just to point out, I probably don't need to do it. The utter brilliance of J. Charles Wiggins, when you said, if you could take the money that Bezos has that he is using to go to space and spend it on anything else, and Wiggy said he would just have people come entertain him all day and night.
Right.
It's pure brilliance. I would never even think of that. But you said Denzel Washington.
Jay-Z. But what would Denzel Washington just talk to him?
No, I mean, whatever I tell him to do, really.
Oh, okay.
I mean, we might have a conversation.
Yeah.
I might be like, oh, can you do the line from this movie?
Guy probably is a juggler. You can have him juggle.
Nice.
How great would Denzel Washington juggling in front of you be?
That'd be pretty impressive.
That'd be great.
How cool would it be to have Denzel call your local pizza shop and order you delivery?
Oh,
right. And say, hey, do it in the, Alonzo voice from Training Day.
Oh, this is the Bezos song?
Yeah. Techno-y.
CEO entrepreneur, born in 1964, Jeff.
It gets a little crazy from there.
It's like a bio.
I will say that it's such a now thing based on where we are currently in society to complain that Bezos is using his own money to go into space. I mean, he made it.
Right.
Right?
I worked hard.
I mean, I don't object to the guy spending whatever he wants to spend on going to space or any other thing.
After that divorce settlement, he had enough to go to space, so he's got enough to do other things,
yeah,
too.
Well, he's worth $200 billion.
Right. Which I can't even comprehend that number to begin with.
I don't think anybody can besides Bezos.
He might not even be able to.
Yeah.
But here's what I would think that you would do if you had Bezos money. Get a private tour around Area 51.
Mm. Yes, Wiggy.
Because you're always talking about aliens.
Yeah.
Right? That is a drop.
Yes.
Oh, like that.
Yes.
I think that would be something. Because
yes.
You don't want to just like.
Yes.
What's the price tag on that, you think?
Yeah, when you got 208.
No, yeah, how much would they charge?
Well, you have to pay the government on the side or something.
Right. Yeah,
like
I mean,
that.
They'll probably take like, you know, $3 to $4 billion.
Private tour? Some kind of a lunch afterwards right there at Area 51.
If you have $200 billion, do you own a debit card? Like, how does that work? Like, if you check your debit card balance,
right. What
is the number that pops up on the screen?
I don't think he has it all in his checking account.
Well, I'm sure not, but what is that number?
He's not liquid, $200 billion.
What, like, is he liquid?
Huh?
What is he liquid?
I don't know. He's probably liquid like...
100 billion.
He's probably liquid like 10 billion or something. I mean...
Oh, Ernie is more than that.
speaking of Ernie, he wants to do something for Courtney to introduce the listeners to Courtney. It's a
he
pretty
already
cool,
got her the job. Jeez.
I know.
Ken.
He did, right. Not only did he demand to me that she get this job, and I listened...
He paid Tim Clark a healthy sum too.
But he wants to do something. I think at some point this morning, during the 8 o'clock hour, he's going to check in, and because
awesome.
He wants to do something for you and the listeners.
I love that.
So they get their first chance to meet you.
Perfect.
He's our PD.
Yes,
Ernie Ball.
Right.
Oh, he's our program director.
I don't think so.
I don't think we can afford him, Wiggs.
But yeah, I mean, I don't know. To me, it's like if you're Jeff Bezos, you created Amazon, you put the work in, that's your money. There are some people who are texting in who say they'd be okay with it if he actually paid some taxes on the billions of dollars that he's made.
Do you think if they asked Tom Brady to go up, he would do it?
Of course he would. I'm shocked Tom Brady didn't demand that he be the first man in space.
I think it's a little bit hard on your body, though. I don't know if he would.
Mm. Is it?
I think so.
Oh, I don't know.
I mean, you have to do a lot of training to go up.
Do you?
Yes.
Space should come to Tom. He shouldn't go up.
Yes.
I'm just watching the video of Richard Branson when he went up there, and they just go up there, and then they take their seatbelts off, and they float around in the little spaceship.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty much it. That's what it is.
You understand that regular people have never had the opportunity to go to space. It's only been astronauts. So this is a first-time thing. I mean,
You think a regular person can have Denzel call up a pizza joint for you?
Definitely not.
What's more impressive, like this whole space travel? I don't get what people, the whole, infatuation of it is.
I understand that you don't get it, but there are people that are fascinated by it.
All you do, like, I'm looking at it and, like, you could see Earth from space.
Yeah. Yes,
right.
That's pretty important. God, that's awesome.
Is it?
Did you not think you... I mean, of course you can see
Earth
from
space.
So
it's... I'm spending $28 million just to look out my window and go, wow.
You can prove it's not flat.
Do you think they're actually going, or do you think it's all a big scam?
Like a
big Amazon scam
photos, or
thing?
It didn't happen.
Yeah.
They have to do some type of video in there.
Would you buy a sports team if you had Bezos money, though? I would definitely do that.
Yes.
That's what you would do with it?
I mean,
you would. What,
buy the Bucks, cut Brady right away.
Which sport?
Football.
You would be an
NFL owner? That would be awesome.
Yeah, that'd be pretty cool.
Would you buy the Patriots?
No, Bucks.
Oh, right.
Totally revamp.
Well,
get Rodgers in.
Tom Brady was just seen. I just got a text from somebody in Tampa because they are live on the local news.
Mm-hmm.
Tom Brady was seen boarding the plane this morning to head to the White House. And some are saying that is a big F you know what to Bill Belichick, that he is going to the White House this go around and that it's about Bill Belichick.
No.
He's turning his back on Trump is what he's doing. He famously didn't go in 2017.
Yeah. So he is going. He is headed to the White House today, and I don't know if he's bringing any Subway submarine sandwiches with him or not, but Tom Brady is headed to the White House today. So more on that later. Right now, here is Ken and what is trending.
Drive home with OMF, weekday afternoons 2 to 6. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
All right, trending now brought to you by Subaru. Welcome to Adventure Elevated in an all-new 2022 Subaru Outback Wilderness. Find your authorized retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Big night for the Red Sox. revamp the lineup wigs, drop JD Martinez down to number 5, had Duran in the 2-hole. Everything worked. 13-4 Red Sox over the Blue Jays in Buffalo in game one of the series. 6 home runs. First 3-homer, first inning road game in franchise history. So that's something.
Isn't it weird watching them play in like those type of ballparks where there's no fans in the outfield? It's just like,
yeah. It is weird. Yeah.
A lot of Red Sox fans there. A ton of Red Sox fans. The big hit in the first, well, there were three bombs, but here was the Renfro slam.
The 0-2 pitch coming. Here it is. Swing. There's a high fly ball. Left center field. Deep back by the fence, and it is gone. Grand slam. Hunter Renfro, 6-0 Red Sox.
Everybody got going last night. Garrett Richards tonight for game two of the series. 7:07, your first pitch on the Shaw's and Star Market Red Sox Radio Network. Are you sold on the offense, Wiggy? They've been a roller coaster. Mm-hmm. They've been scuffing of late. Are they a great offense or just a middle-of-the-road offense?
No. I would say they're not a middle-of-the-road. They're a good offense, and when their bats get going, they can hit the ball very well.
Yeah, but give the manager a little credit for jumbling the lineup up. And, I mean, that's why you wanted Alex Cora, right? I mean, he's a player's not only is he a player's manager, but theoretically he's got some brilliance in there, right?
Yep.
And last year they hit the ball well. The biggest issue with this team was their starting pitching. And that's they've looked relatively good throughout the first half of the season.
Rays lost 2.5 lead in the AL East. City of Oakland, by the way, voting today, big vote there. $12 billion ballpark plan. If they don't approve it, basically relocation efforts start. Could be Vegas, could be Portland, Nashville, Vancouver, Montreal.
Ooh.
Could have a baseball team going somewhere.
If you had a franchise, wouldn't you want to bring it to Vegas at this point?
I don't know. Portland's kind of great.
Portland?
Yeah, I think they need that.
They do?
Yeah.
But isn't Vegas, I mean, like, its prime days are over. There's a casino everywhere now.
So much to do in Vegas.
What do you mean its prime days are over? People flock there like crazy, Ken.
They still do?
Yeah, yes. Vegas is still a hot spot.
Yes.
I just think there's too much to do in Vegas. That bringing your sports team there, yeah, like a Golden Knights game is still an amazing experience, but are you going to get real, like, fans? I don't know.
I don't think they care as long as they're selling it out. And if you go to Vegas, it means what better way than, you know, taking a show and go see a game?
Mm-hmm. Speaking of hockey, Bruins have some decisions to make coming up. Elliot Freeman in Canada says the Bees are going to be in on Ryan Suter, 36-year-old defenseman, veteran defenseman. He was let go by the Minnesota Wild in kind of a cost-cutting move. They bought him out, but very good. They could be going hard after him on D. NBA Finals Game 6 tonight in Milwaukee as they go for a title, up 3-2. And Zach LaVine, put in health and safety protocol, did not fly to Tokyo for U.S. men's hoops. So they got 8 players right now, Wiggs, looking for reinforcements. That's what's trending.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
More of the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
You know, and one day I was one of those losers, beating my friend.
Hannah Ken Laird on the guitar there.
Yeah, happy birthday to Carlos Santana.
How much winning will the Patriots do without Stephon Gilmore? Because there appears to be some sort of news of note this morning from Albert Breer, correct?
Yeah, well, the report is that there is no recent progress between Gilmore and the Patriots on a long-term extension, of course, or a raise even for this year, which may not be, I mean, they're not there yet. Nobody's off vacation yet, so that could change, I guess, rather quickly. But he's been complaining a lot lately.
Yeah, Bill shuts it down for 2 weeks every summer.
Well, it's also...
Even he might, actually. Linda might.
Say he stays, though, he's still recovering from surgery. So, you know, with him even on the team, that's going to be an interesting situation. Because he said that he would be open to a one-year salary jump to stay. Mm-hmm.
Right, and I mean, it should be interesting to see where he, I mean, he's probably, you know, depending on where he is in his health, when he would be targeted to come back anyways. But I think Bill looks at this situation, something has to get done, and I don't think they're trading him, so I ultimately think that they are going to get it done. It's one of those things where they're in no rush to do it. Because there's no rush, right? There's no rush for Bill to do it.
Training camp a little bit of a rush?
Yeah, don't you want him in camp?
Nah, not for a guy like that. I mean, a guy like that who's been around, who's been in your system forever, what do you really need to see from him? All you got to know is, like, is he healthy? Okay, if he's healthy, then we can get, like you said, a one-year deal bump where you get some more money. That's the biggest thing. And then he gets a few reps in before the regular season, and he's good to go.
It will be interesting if he shows up and just goes on, like, the PUP list and just rehabs while they, like, try to work out a deal. Or if he doesn't show up at all, then you know something's going on. But between he and N'Keal Harry, you got two disgruntled guys in camp right away.
Mm-hmm. Well, the N'Keal Harry thing is so interesting to me because I'm like, all right, they're going to wait to get this done. Now he's in training camp. What is he? Is he giving it his all? How are coaches dealing with him? But you know what I mean?
How do you know if he's giving it his all? I mean, hasn't given it his all yet.
Blames Brady for that. Might be right about it.
I blame Bill the coach, Brady the quarterback, as far as helping with his development. But I think N'Keal Harry's the type of player that when you look at his situation.
How did Bill Belichick hurt N'Keal Harry's development?
Well, as a coach, you should be able to develop the guys that you bring in. So
What did he do with him that he didn't do with Jakobi Meyers or vice versa? Why is Jakobi Meyers, an undrafted guy, able to come in and play well and N'Keal Harry isn't?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how they coach them. I don't know how they coach them.
Do you
them.
Think they coach them differently?
Yeah, you coach guys differently based on
what would you do differently with N'Keal Harry and Jakobi Meyers?
Well, based on their personalities, their role. N'Keal Harry is a guy that you come in, you expect him to play, so you treat him differently than an undrafted rookie free agent.
I know, but I'm asking how would that manifest itself? How do you treat him differently than Jakobi Meyers?
By the way you coach him.
Do you think that they coach player, like, do you think Bill Belichick really...
You think he coaches every player the same?
Oh, of course not, but I'm asking that specific example.
I don't know, because guess what? I'm not in the facility, so maybe...
But why don't you just blame the player ever? Why don't you just say N'Keal Harry isn't good?
Well, I did say that. I said that's a part of the reason, but
it's not the coach's fault that he isn't good.
Or the kid, N'Keal Harry? Now, to me, that's a legitimate receiver.
Curtis, Wiggy has actually been coached by an NFL coach, so he is telling you that when it comes to the player, it's not always all on the player.
Right. You've never seen bad coaches?
Right. I don't think the Patriots have bad coaches.
I'm not saying they are, but every coach coaches guys differently. Some guys you need to, you know, just don't get it. You have to coach them in a different way. Some guys you have to be a little bit more vocal with. Some guys you got to pull the reins back. To me, it's more about N'Keal Harry as a player isn't a good player, didn't get developed good enough from the coaching staff, so that's probably part on them, and didn't help, the quarterback didn't help him. So it's all three of those things.
I got an answer to my question from a texter. They say if he makes one catch in camp, then we'll know he's trying hard.
He's not even going to get reps. That's why he wants out.
Maybe he and Mac Jones have the connection. Maybe they're like magic.
He wants out. Mm-hmm. To save his salary, because if they cut him, then he's got a significant loss when it comes to money. That's why he wants out.
But if they cut him, he already has his salary. I think this is the fourth or fifth year of his contract.
No, is it?
Third year.
It's the third year. So he's got guaranteed money. It's not about the salary so much with N'Keal Harry. I think he wants out because he feels like this place is not working for him. He probably wants more of a change of scenery than anything. And Bill's probably going to cut him because he went out and he signed two guys at the wide receiver position. Jacoby Myers is ahead of him. So that's three wide receivers. Two tight ends are ahead of him. And James White is ahead of him. So he's probably the seventh option.
Curtis, you see a difference in the way Bill coaches Cam as opposed to the way he coached Tom Brady?
Oh, good point. Ooh.
Of course.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
But do you understand the difference between that, though?
What do you mean? I just asked you the question. Yes, I absolutely understand the difference.
Well, Tom Brady is a 20-year veteran who is the best quarterback of all time. Cam Newton requires some propping up from the head coach.
Sure. Nobody works harder than Cam does.
And what Wiggy is saying is that N'Keal Harry may have been a player that required some propping up. I mean, doesn't this happen with teachers and kids in school
yes.
all the time?
Coaching aside, though, how do players interact at training camp if you know all this is going on?
I think most players kind of mind their own business. They stick to it unless they're guys that are really, really cool with N'Keal Harry, right? Because N'Keal Harry, and we know why Gilmore doesn't want to come back or right. at least is holding out because he wants his money. And I think players understand that. With N'Keal Harry, he wants out. And so there are going to be players that he communicates with that he's going to be complaining about every single day, how he hates being there. He can't believe the team's not letting him go, whatever it is. And that becomes an issue with guys that might be cool with him.
But right. I do believe with the Patriots, you require a certain personality in order to be successful on the team because they don't cater to everybody's wants and needs. So when Bill Belichick drafts someone and scouts them, I presume that he's looking for people that will fit into that culture. Jacoby Myers clearly did, and N'Keal Harry clearly did not. And so I think that that is on N'Keal Harry for not being able to gel with the team. And I don't believe for a second that N'Keal Harry is going to be released or traded and succeed where he goes. Do you think, Greg, he'll be good on the new team, N'Keal Harry?
I will agree with you on this. If the best coach in football is unable to coach a guy, I question whether anybody else is going to have success in that way. But then when it comes to these players and a change of scenery, you know, this is probably a bad analogy, but look at the difference in Taylor Hall here as opposed to Buffalo. Right.
And there have probably been players that went elsewhere and maybe just had better careers than that they would have had in New England.
That never happens. Basically, almost no player leaves here on bad terms and thrives with his new team. There's maybe Greg Spiers was one with the Bucks that left in the early 2000s.
Mm-hmm.
Jamie Collins was with the Browns. I mean, there's very, very, very few
Chandler
people.
Chandler Jones, he's done well.
Yeah, Chandler Jones has done well.
That's one.
Wes Welker.
Welker had a good...
But he wasn't developed by the Patriots. I'm talking about guys that are drafted and developed here that go elsewhere.
So that doesn't that bring up the question is, if they can't be developed here... And I know it goes back to the certain player that you try to develop. Don't you have to do a better job maybe of then, like whether it's Aaron Dobson or Josh Boyce or some of these guys, when you draft them or you're having the interview process to know, can this guy really work here? Because why are you even wasting your time with a guy that if you can't get him to work here, it's too late?
But during the interview process, aren't you kind of selling yourself to a team? So, like, they're going to say anything that they want to try to get a coach to believe that they can work in their system.
Yeah, they are. But I still think when you look at players, right, and you talk to their college coaches, and you talk to guys that are around them, it becomes, how does this guy, is he coachable? How does he handle, being called out? How does he handle, you know, being patted on the back? Like, all those things, like you said, teachers and
stuff. You were definitely a pat on the back guy, I'm guessing.
No, it didn't matter to me, really.
It didn't matter?
It could pat me on the back. You could yell and scream at me.
Did you prefer one or the other, though?
I mean, we all...
We can shut the F up now. Let's go.
We all prefer being patted on the back, right?
Yeah.
Right.
But you got to understand, I think each player is different. So when you take Jacoby Myers and N'Keal Harry, N'Keal Harry got a bunch of guaranteed money versus Jacoby Myers, who gets nothing. So their mindsets are completely different on how they approach things. N'Keal Harry's like, listen, I got money in the bank. I want out of here. Jacoby Myers is playing to put food on the table and trying to keep a job. So his mindset is going to be completely different. Whether you're yelling at him, screaming at him, patting him on the back, he's like, yo, I got a job to do because if I don't, they're going to replace me. Unlike N'Keal Harry, and that's the same thing that made Brady successful. he was able to know that I have to play with this chip on my shoulder, where some guys, they've been handed everything to them, and that's why they really don't care. Just get me out of here.
I do think the change of scenery thing, a lot of guys think the grass is greener on the other side, and it's not always. Like, they leave New England, and they mm-hmm. think that it's going to be this more fun environment. I mean, we've heard that headline over and over again.
That's what Tom and Gronk found in Tampa Bay. It's fun down there.
Yeah, I
think... Right, Curtis? They can do all kinds of social media things, and it's fun down there.
Well, I mean, it's also, you know, a place that's the reigning Super Bowl champion, so it's not exactly, you know, like a Club yes. Med, but they also win Super Bowls.
As evidenced by their visit to the White House today.
You're acting like that should bother me. I don't care that Brady's seeing Joe Biden. That's awesome.
Will Tom Brady be bringing Joe Biden any kind of super water or something that could help with memory loss? Or
TB12, like a gift basket.
I just can't wait to hear how Biden butchers the joke he's fed about being old and Tom Brady being old. It's going to be so awkward.
Well, we know who don't go. Like, you know, I didn't even know they were still doing the White House thing. Mm-hmm. Are we now going to know, like, who doesn't show up? Because remember, that was the whole big thing during the Trump era. It was like, oh, this guy's not showing up. Is that like, is that no big deal no more?
They're all going to show up.
Okay.
It's not the former administration. I mean, there are people who
is the path forward.
It's unity.
Yeah, but there'll still be a couple guys. Not everybody that is a Biden supporter.
It is weird, though. They just sent out a press release from the White House, and they say after the photo, they're going to have dinner with Joe Biden at 2:30 this afternoon.
The guy who runs that outfit over there.
It's less divisive if you choose not to go anymore, so it won't be a headline.
Right, right. Yeah, it won't be. There won't be any social media cred for saying that you're not going to the White House anymore. So, yeah. They're all going to go.
They were still doing. I thought we were like past this now.
Danny Amendola.
By the way, Trump was legit pissed at Brady. There's now been several books written about his reaction to finding out that Robert Kraft couldn't convince Brady to come with the team after the Super Bowl win in 2018. Like, he was livid on Air Force One. Of all the things to lose your mind about.
How good is Tom?
Didn't he want to set Brady up with his daughter at one point?
I think he did.
Don't they live next door to each other at that new place?
Yeah, and Howard Stern asked Brady about it, and Brady was shutting it down completely. Right down.
Giselle was like, yo, don't bring up Trump or none of that stuff. Tom shut that down right away. But this training camp, I'll tell you, is going to be, and we've never, since we've been in New England, it seems like for a long, long time, we never looked at training camp. And, like, we need to focus on it. It's always get us to week one. But I think when you talk about Cam Newton and whether or not there's a real competition, what's going to happen with Stephon Gilmore, how good would this defense, you know, how good is this defense with him and potentially without him, the whole N'Keal Harry situation, like, all eyes are going to be on training camp.
Well, do you think Bill is looking at training camp on when it comes to the defense and trying to figure out if he can do without Stephon Gilmore?
Well, I think he's looking at it and go, okay, what's my defense going to look like? Because a lot of these guys that I got coming in are new players. And so I have to now figure out what this defense is. And I know what it is with Gilmore, right? But what this defense is, obviously without Gilmore, but what are we up front? Because I think that's the biggest thing, because I think he kind of knows what he has in the back end. So even if Gilmore doesn't come back, I think he knows what, say, Juwan Williams is, what Jonathan Jones is, some of those other guys. But now some of the new players that he has sprinkled in, what is this defense going to look like?
And do you think there is a real legit quarterback competition? I mean, remove your absolute fawning love for Cam Newton for a moment. Do you think that Bill is going into it next week and saying that there's a real opportunity for Mac Jones to win the job?
No, I don't think it's
you
a real.
Don't?
I don't think it's a real competition. I think it's similar to what you see in Chicago. Similar to what it is. You think?
Why wouldn't there be?
Do you think there's a real competition? And
no, we're talking about the Patriots. Why wouldn't there be a competition?
Because I think a lot of teams that are in a position where they could potentially be a playoff team are not throwing a young guy in right away.
Okay, but look at the quarterback that they have in his performance last year. If he plays anywhere like that, you're not a playoff team.
Right, but
if he plays anywhere like that.
I don't think they expect him to play like that. That's obviously why they re-signed him. Why else do you think they re-signed them?
for $3 million, it's an insurance. That's chump change. They have no ties to him. If they release him today, it won't impact them whatsoever.
So, but they could have just went with Brian Hoyer as insurance.
They think he's better than Brian Hoyer. Yes, they believe that Cam Newton is better than Brian Hoyer.
Curtis, there are a surprising amount of people who buy into Cam Newton's poor performance last season being due to COVID.
I have a little bit of that.
Courtney does.
Yeah.
Courtney, you buy
into it? I think that we are too close to when that all went down, that we have no idea the effects of how it could affect anybody, never mind a professional athlete. And I think the week before he was diagnosed with, or is it diagnosed
yeah.
with COVID? Mm-hmm. That seems very severe.
Yeah.
He was a different person when he returned, a completely different person. And do you agree or do you?
Cam Newton was bad when he came back, but then he had a couple of really good games against the Chargers, and the week before that I don't remember against who. And then he had three straight games when the Patriots needed to get in the playoffs. They lost three in a row when he played his worst football of the season.
Yeah, but that was after COVID.
Right, but
then by the time I came back, it was new terminology and it was new. I'm talking about how
he actually felt. Like, I'm talking about mm-hmm. his lungs. And I know that sounds so crazy, but to me, I thought he looked better in week two than he did in week one. And I mean, they lost week two.
It affected Jason Tatum, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah. I mean, it affects everybody differently. That's what I'm saying.
But
like,
he was asymptomatic. He didn't actually have symptoms.
But that's what he said.
No, I know, but I'm saying if you don't have symptoms, you don't have the long COVID. The long COVID and the COVID fog and all that is related to the severity of the case.
But we don't know that for sure because it happened literally months ago.
But then why could he play well for a couple weeks, 2 months after, and then have three consecutive weeks where he's awful if it was still COVID?
But I also think if you look at those games and go back to those games, the issue with those games, the Rams game, their defense was horrible. Mm-hmm. They got ran all over right out the gate. The game against Buffalo, Cam actually played well. That's the game where I think he threw it to Demar Byrd early in the game. They could have went up 7-0. He's like on the 5-yard line, drops the football. So now I'm not saying that he played well in those games, but the momentum of those games. Now he throws the interception in the Rams game, which they take back for a touchdown, which, you know, I was on him.
Yeah, their offense was so powerful that they scored 17 offensive points in that game?
No.
Cam Newton's our quarterback. Yeah.
Well, their defense was horrible. But
you said their defense was horrible. Their defense allowed 17 points
and which
against
game?
The Rams.
But did you watch that Rams game?
I watched every game.
Yeah, they ran the ball all over New England's. I think they rushed for over 200 yards in that game.
Okay.
Go look at that. But so here's the question. At the end of this season,
what about the Bills game? Monday Night Football, they lost at home 38-9.
They could not stop Stephon Diggs. I think he had three touchdowns that.
What's the question?
So here's the question. At the end of the season, Bill Belichick goes, all right, we're re-signing Cam Newton. Why do you think he's re-signing Cam Newton? Because he feels like Cam's last season, there was a lot going on mm-hmm. with COVID and training camp, mm-hmm. and I put more on the COVID situation, more on him not being in there for the OTAs and training camp, and I think he looks at it and goes, he's going to have a real opportunity, and he's going to do much better. That's why I'm going to sign Cam Newton, because he could have signed any one of these other quarterbacks.
Well, it'll be exciting, because we'll find out whether COVID fog mm-hmm. is a legitimate excuse or not. So, more on that later. We will get to Courtney and today's news coming up next.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Back by popular demand.
Back to the show.
We're back with the Greg Hill Show on Boston Sports Station, WEEI. It's time for...
Ma'am, this is like a emergency. I need officers here now.
Listen to me. I'm handling this.
The news.
The hope is with this incentive, we'll be able to prime the pump and get more people interested in getting back to work.
With your host...
Florida, not like the rest of the U.S.
Courtney Cox.
You just want like a cookie cutter, probably hire anybody like Courtney Cox.
Brought to you by Northeast Men's Health, specializing in men's sexual health.
Ooh.
On Sports Radio WEEI.
What do you think they would say?
They are now offering sound wave therapy and other ED treatments with success rates as high as 90% at Northeast Men's Health. You can learn more at northeastmenshealth.com. And here is Courtney Cox with the news.
Here we go. Big news this morning. We've talked about it a few times this morning already, but Amazon and Blue Origin founder Jeff Bezos and three crewmates are blasting off into space today for a short, actually, we thought it was 11-minute. It's actually 10-minute flight that the company hopes will be a giant leap forward for the business of commercial space travel. Bezos will be joined by 82-year-old Wally Funk, 18-year-old physics student Oliver Damon, and his brother Mark Bezos. We do have audio from Bezos himself.
Feels good to be in the flight suit. I have good. I literally have had goosebumps since I started. Like, they haven't gone away.
I love how everybody who works for him has to laugh at him. It's kind of like me on this show. And what a hardo throwing the spacesuit on. He doesn't even need it. He's up there for 10 minutes. He could go up there in loafers and a pair of chinos.
You know who I feel awful for today? Are these people in Kent, Washington. I have the stream on in here.
Yeah.
They are like 1,000 employees having to jump up and cheer and act excited for their boss.
No.
They look like blink twice if they're captain.
Oh. Okay,
they should try to, they should stay up there for a while. Enjoy it.
Right.
I mean, it's
10 minutes? $28 million for 10 minutes?
Right. Yes. And how many of those minutes are actually on, like, not out of the atmosphere?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. It's like 1 minute. It's like
so
one
you get
minute.
To float around in the atmosphere for about 2 minutes.
I don't think you even float.
Right.
Well, with the Branson video, they kind of like they're hovering and they're all float. They took their seatbelts off and they're all floating around in the spaceship. So do they get to do that for like 2 or 3 minutes?
No, it's 1 minute. It's like what Mrs. Laird is used to. 1 minute of pure ecstasy.
Oh, my God. On his Friday, too? On his Friday.
He's a one-minute man.
Where are you going? Or where are you going on your days off?
Cape Cod.
Oh, Cape Cod.
Yeah.
Which is a great transition into our next story.
Oh, it is.
Yes, okay. Because P-Town issues new mask guidance, not what we want to see this summer. Amid an uptick of positive COVID-19 cases, Provincetown has issued a mask advisory. Unvaccinated individuals, including children under 12, must wear... So that means that all kids under 12.
Yes, everybody must now wear a mask in P-Town.
Right.
So first town or city in Massachusetts to go back to the mask mandate.
I told you we were coming.
Yeah, they have to wear them in crowded outdoor areas, and masks will be required by everybody in crowded indoor settings. Mm-hmm. Crowded venues will also be enforcing the vaccine. We have the Lobster Pot owner on that.
It seems to me a lot of people, and I could be wrong, but have been traveling here, they're unvaccinated, and we seem to have an outbreak again.
Not really. The majority of the people that tested positive had been vaccinated,
which is scary.
Is that scary, or what do you make of that, Ken Laird?
It sounds like they're not serious symptoms, right? So that was the report I read in the Globe that a lot of them are positive, but it's not serious.
Okay,
so but it sounds about in the UK where 40% of the hospitalizations are double vaccinated.
I don't know that data to be true.
Okay. It was reported yesterday.
By who?
Sky News.
Okay.
Yeah, that was the guy who messed it up, right?
Yeah, he initially said 60%.
Yeah, I saw the 60% one.
But that now it goes back to like, so what does it even matter if you're vaccinated?
Well, you're doing it for the $1 million in the lottery.
Besides that, right?
That's why you're doing it.
Still got to wear your mask, and now they're rolling things back. Yeah. Where are we going?
Is it the old COVID, or is it the Delta variant, though? For this,
I really don't know.
Right? Okay.
I have no idea.
Yeah.
I don't know which variant it is. It's listen. If a large percentage of the people who got it are the vaccinated people, I think you're going to continue to have some issues with some who don't. Aren't going to go out and get vaccinated, but that's just me.
Where did you find that data, Greg? What was the location of that?
That data does not compute.
Yeah, who cares where we found the data? God.
The data, please.
You saw 60 Minutes Australia, and you just cite everything from it.
It was the biggest story in the country yesterday. I don't know how you didn't see that.
Well, the guy corrected himself already, so clearly there's some misinformation going on.
The misinformation probably came from the 12 people on Facebook that the president pointed to yesterday.
Well,
did you happen to see that story?
Yes. Well, he's kind of taking taking it back right before Brady goes to visit him. President Biden says the misinformation regarding COVID-19 being spread on social media platforms such as Facebook is killing people. The president's comments come as the White House's partnership with the big tech companies to crack down on misinformation regarding the COVID-19 pandemic was raising major free speech concerns. But if you go on Facebook and you see these comments, even if you post the word COVID on anything, below there, there's a CDC link. So spreading misinformation, I think the same is on Facebook.
I mean, this is President Biden walking back his comment a little bit yesterday that Facebook misinformation was killing people.
What's your message to platforms like Facebook?
They're killing people. I mean, it really, look, the only pandemic we have is among the unvaccinated. And they're killing people.
So that's not the audio. So, but there is, he did walk it back a little bit yesterday. But he said that there are 12 people that are spreading the misinformation on Facebook. I don't know who.
Only 12.
I don't know who the 12 are. I mean, probably Clay Travis, your guy. Yeah, Clay. Is one of them. I don't know who are the other 11 people who are spreading. And are we living in a period of time where people are getting all of the information by which they run their lives on social media platforms?
I think we are.
We are?
I think we live now.
Ken, you found that comment?
Yes, I did.
Okay. All right, go ahead.
Let me get precisely what I said. I'm glad you asked me that question. One, I had just read that on the Facebook pointed out that it was pointed out that Facebook, of all the misinformation, 60% of the misinformation came from 12 individuals. That's what the article said. So I was asked that question about what do I think is happening? Facebook isn't killing people. These 12 people are out there giving misinformation. Anyone listening to it is getting hurt by it. It's killing people. It's bad information. My hope is that Facebook, instead of taking it personally that somehow I'm saying Facebook is killing people, that they would do something about the misinformation, the outrageous misinformation about the vaccine. That's what I meant.
Done enough, in your opinion, to stop?
I haven't, to be completely honest with you, I don't know if they did anything today. Up to over the weekend, I don't think they had, but I don't know. I don't know the answer to that question.
Will you hold them accountable if they don't do more to stop the spread?
When you say hold accountable, I just want to, I'm not trying to hold people, I'm trying to make people to look at themselves, look in the mirror. Think about that misinformation going to your son, your daughter.
It's 12 people with burner accounts.
That's what it is.
And right. they all used to work here. So those 12 people are killing people. Not Facebook.
I'm sure what he's
saying. We should do a podcast.
I'm sure what they're seeing are people saying, like, you don't need to get vaccinated, which is not what the reports are saying from the CDC. It's saying that, you know.
But it goes back to the point that Greg just brought up. The fact that you go to Facebook to get your information on whether or not you should get vaccinated.
I think a lot of America probably does that.
Right, that's
a shame then.
Right.
That's a real shame.
Biden trying to explain it like an old person who doesn't even have Facebook.
He corrected himself. He said the Facebook.
He did
and then
say
he's,
the Facebook.
And then he went back.
Yeah. All right.
Some lighter news, though.
Yes.
A swimmer at Panama City Beach in Florida. I watched this yesterday on TikTok. It is the wildest thing I've ever watched. Narrowly avoided an encounter with a hammerhead shark yesterday. And I don't mean like even close. I mean, underneath the swimmer had no idea what was going on. The encounter was caught on video and has since gone viral, like I said, on TikTok, as it shows the shark swimming directly towards the swimmer and turning around the last second.
Irrational fear.
No.
Complete irrational
fear. I'm telling you, if you don't like the ocean, do not watch this video. You will never get back in again.
I'm looking for it right now.
I'm telling you, it's so crazy. We have audio from the guy who took the video.
Oh, no, 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 no. Oh, my God.
Get out!
He sees it. He sees it. Look at him. Oh my God.
Oh my God. Did you get that on video?
Did you get that on video?
That is terrifying.
Get out of the water!
Take your time. Jesus Christ, you're taking your time.
One of my favorite movies growing up was Jaws. So really? I have a thing with sharks.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. What are the odds? I mean, the odds of a shark. Wow. Yeah, there's only like.
When you're in Nantucket,
There's only like 5 shark attacks in the U.S. every year. And it's one of those things that people panic about. You know the problem?
Mm-hmm.
There's 12 people on Facebook that are spreading the fear of shark attacks. So those 12 people are responsible for it. That's the
issue. A big thing on Cape Cod are people talking about going back to being able to hunt seals.
Uh-huh.
Because a seal overpopulation is what people think. And Chatham is what is obviously bringing the sharks in.
See, I'm watching the shark video.
Yes.
Problem is, this is why when I do go in the ocean, you have to treat the ocean like a pack of wolves.
I thought you were supposed to treat it like a fat person.
That's
what you told us.
But here, when you go in,
it's evolving, Greg. Listen.
Anytime you go swimming, you swim where there are a lot of people.
This guy is by himself.
Right.
Oh.
So then you can throw somebody else into the mouth of the shark.
Like a child or something.
You always keep a buffer of... I used to tell my kids, when you go in the water, keep a buffer of people between you and the deeper part of the water.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, because when the shark comes in,
right.
If you're closer to the shore... He's attacking somebody before he gets you. This guy here.
First shark for about half an hour.
I thought you were going to say I used to tell my kids to get around me, and they were the barrier to you.
Yeah,
no, but this guy's by himself. Like
right.
You can't go in the water by yourself.
No, you can't. You can't.
All right.
Good fatherly advice though for your kids.
That is very good.
Justin Bieber, there are reports that maybe he's going to be a dad. I don't believe these, but he recently sparked rumors that his wife Hailey Bieber is pregnant by captioning a recent photo of the two enjoying their getaway in Mexico as mom and dad. Hailey and Justin have been married since 2018. I think he calls them mom and dad a lot, so I wouldn't read.
Really?
Like he calls her his mama?
No, not like that. I think it's more he just captions photos, tweets, stuff like that. As mom and dad.
It seems like Bieber would make a good dad. I mean, he's been through a lot in his life, and the kid would be set for life.
He's got good music, man.
By both of them.
Yeah, yeah.
He and Haley.
All right. Thank you, Courtney.
Well, you're very welcome. You're very welcome.
That is the news today, and I believe at some point this hour, I mentioned this earlier, but Ernie Bach, the patron of this program, wants to throw a little something for Courtney and for the listeners. So I believe he's going to check in at some point and tell us about that and how you can maybe meet Courtney for the first time.
Ooh, a meet and greet.
It's pretty cool, huh?
Yeah, that would be fun.
We made it.
But coming up at 9, it's a Lou's Day, so we'll talk baseball and other things with Lou Merlone on today's Greg Hill Show.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.